I wanted to ask you also about your brother.
Yeah.
You guys understand the risks when you play the game. You know what can happen to you. You know when you get hurt.
Yep.
I think the mentality, and I've covered the NFL for 20 years, the mentality is, well, it's not going to happen to me, and if it does, I'll get through it. How does it affect you at all, or what do you think about when it's your brother that goes through it, and you have first-hand knowledge? I mean, does it change how you look at the game, or how you play, or no?
Since a little kid, you know, I mean, you always go through little injuries and stuff like that, but I think we all understand playing the game of football is a very physical sport, very dangerous sport. But I know it happened to my brother, and those times, you know, you feel really bad for him, and he also dealt with some injuries in college, and I think, but for my brother, I think it's more so, this is something we love to do, and I think my brother is probably the ultimate story for me, just because of the injuries he's been through, and how he's come back from it. And I think it's just an inspiration for me to continue to play football. It's something I really love, something I sacrifice stuff for, something I grew up watching, and all those things. So he's where I want to be at, and I'm going to keep shooting to be there.
Did he tell you not to worry about it? Like, don't let it affect you?
Yeah. You know how
you get thrown down like a rag doll. Don't let it get to your head.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of the sport. I mean, that's why quarterback is the highest paid position and the hardest position in all sports. So
I'm part of this sport. Last year, you got knocked out of the game against Michigan. It was a real good game. I think the score was 34-27. Maryland lost, but real close one. Can you just reflect on that game for me and your thoughts on the matchup this year?
Yes, sir. Obviously, Michigan's the Big Ten champs, 2 years in a row? And they're a really good team. And that game, I think we just had some plays, missed opportunities, plays that were out there on the field for us to make that we didn't make. And I think, still to this day, I always watch that game. But I think there's a lot of good things we can learn from that game. And going into next year, this year, I think the players that we have now and the camaraderie and the team that we've been building, I think when those plays present themselves again, we'll make those plays.
Do you remember how you got hurt in that game?
Yeah, it was I think it was a 3rd down and 12. We was in the middle of the field, and I scrambled, tried to extend the play, and I threw it to Rakim over the middle. It was incomplete, but I think one of their D linemen hit me from the side and landed on my knee. And from then on, that's when it started.
So every game's important, right? But sure. I'm sure because of that, you kind of can't wait to play him again.
Oh, of course. 100%. I think every time you have an opportunity to play against the Big Ten champions, you know, you always want to put your best foot forward. And so, like you said, I'm looking for that opportunity.
There's been a lot of attention on your brother's sleeve. What are your thoughts on it? Like, is it crazy? Did you know about it beforehand?
Oh, yeah, I knew about it. I think it's super, super nice. It's really a cultural thing if you look at the tribals and stuff like that, but I think the person who did it was very spot on. You know, I don't know if y'all noticed around the elbow, everything was filled in and everything looked perfect, so I think it was cool.
Going back to 2021, Iowa kind of gave you fits. What was it about them schematically, and is that still a sore subject for you?
No, I embraced those things. That's something I did. Something I can learn from, and but I don't think it gives me any, you know, I think going back to that game, it was more so really a mentality thing that I came in to that game with. I don't think I came into the game with the right mentality. I feel like preparation, everything was good, but it's different when you're out there on the lights and the bullets are flying and stuff like that. So, but I'm grateful and I'm happy that I got to experience that. It was really a good stepping stone and learning lesson for me. And I feel like if I'm put in that position again, I'll be better.
What is kind of the biggest lesson that you learned from that?
Just not really overlooking anything. I think at the time, the 21 season, we was 4-0, 5-0 going into that game. And there was a lot of hype coming around. And I think I just let myself get into that instead of focusing on my job, focusing on what's more important, winning the game and stuff like that. So, like I said, I'm grateful I got to learn and go through that experience the hard way, obviously. And but I'm ready for the next time for sure.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Being a part of this turnaround at Maryland, why you wanted to go someplace, it could be the fact. Talk about that how Coach Loxley's kind of turned things around.
Yeah, when I first came to Maryland, well, the whole reason was because of Coach Locks and the vision that he had for our team, the vision that he had for the years to come. And I really, you know, I just held on to that. And ever since we've been working, it's really, you know, Coach Locks changing the culture, bringing in the right players, you know, good people, new coaches that have the same vision as him. And I think one thing he always talks about is being a player-led team. And guys like me, guys like Tarheeb, and guys like Roman, I think we really take that personal into leading our team the right way. And Coach always talks about that's what makes good teams championship teams, is when you can have a player-led team and you have good leaders that people respect and people will listen to. So I think that's really been the biggest thing for like so. Oh yeah, 100%. I think he's a player's coach. He has good relationships with all of them. I'm pretty sure you talked to him. He's a really cool guy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really easy to talk to and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Coach said that he's heard all the buzz around the program this season, but he's just solely focused on building this thing the right way and from the ground up. Is that how you guys in the locker room also see it, that it's way more important to build that culture and that camaraderie in the locker room instead of worrying about the outside noise and the buzz around the program?
Of course, 100%. And I think probably the last couple of years, that's probably been like the one niche we was trying to fix. But I think those things happen over time. And I think the 21 team, you know, we had a lot of hype going into that year. And like you said, we was probably more focused on that than getting our team better and really focusing on the film and, you know, working and stuff like that. And I think, like what Coach said, is very important for the team to bond together. Because at the end of the day, it's 11 players on the field. It's no coaches. And I feel like the more we bond together, the more we're all on the same page. And the more we trust each other to do their job, I think the better we'll be for sure.
Your coach was talking about how impressed he was with you guys at the Indiana-Maryland game last season. And Indiana is your first Big Ten test of the road game this year. Any thoughts? I know it's very far away now, about that Indiana game maybe from last year.
Yeah, Indiana's a really good team. I think they have really good players, and their coach is a really good coach schematically. And he likes to change the picture on me. He likes to bring pressure from a lot of different sides. So I think they're a really good team, but I feel like every game, especially the Big Ten games, are always marked on your calendar. The biggest thing is you want to always beat your conference, and that's the ultimate goal for us, to win our conference.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I think it's important because, you know, the quarterback is the ultimate leader of the team, and he has the hardest job and stuff like that. So I think when my teammates or maybe the coaches or our organization hear the things I have to say, I think it's me speaking for everyone, you know, the whole team, on our mindset and the things that we all want to do. So.
Coach Locke just said that I might have been booed off stage.
Honestly, I'd probably be more happy if somebody else went. Maybe Jay Sean Jones, you know, one of those veterans that's been here for a long time. Like Ruben, you know, Fanage, you know, those old guys we have on our team that been here, been through the ups and downs, and still here, ready to work. So I told them I want those guys. I love seeing those guys dress up and, you know, look good and talk and stuff like that. Yeah.
What is the relationship like with guys like Jashawn, who's been around the program a while, and as you said, is kind of an unheralded leader, but kind of more worthy of more praise than perhaps he gets, at least nationally?
Yes, sir. I think, Jones, that's my brother. Ever since I came here, you know, he's always been that he's always been that person, you know, I can always talk to and stuff like that off the field. Mm-hmm. But having a relationship with Jay Sean specifically, I think it's all the most important, because Jones is the veteran in his receiver room. And we both been through, you know, what, three seasons together. And he been through those hard games, those tough two-minute drives, or those big-time game winners and stuff like that. So he, I feel like it's better for us because he gets to help, you know, the younger guys come in, or maybe the new guys that came in. And I don't have to be that extra voice in the receiver room or the O-line room or the running back room and stuff like that. So now these guys can all take over their rooms and stuff like that.
Coach Loxley also said that he thought you might be one of the more unheralded players on the team, which kind of strikes people as, you know, hearing the Maryland buzz may surprise them. But
what does that
is
mean?
That something, just kind of more underrated, maybe like other guys get more hype in the conference. He was just asked, like, who should get more hype essentially than they do, and he listed your name. Is that something you ever think about, or is it just solely I'm focusing on this and the outside hype can kind of take care of itself?
Yeah, I think that's really something probably the past couple years I've been trying to work out on. Like, my brother helps me a lot with that, like staying off of social media, if it affects you. You know, some people it don't really affect them, but I think for me it's just everyone has their own journey, their own process, and I feel like the more I embrace mine, the better it'll be, instead of looking left and right and stuff. Just looking straight ahead, I think that's the best thing for me to do.
We did mention the Michigan game already. You guys also have Ohio State and Penn State, of course, on the schedule. I mean,
yes,
lots of big tests and opportunities to prove yourself. Is that kind of how you approach games like that?
Yes, sir. Like I said, when you're playing teams like that, Michigan, you know, the powerhouses of Big Ten, you always want to put your best foot forward, and I'm happy I get to come back and I have another opportunity to play all those teams one more time, and I'm looking forward to it.
Do you ever think about your legacy at Maryland and just what you've been able to achieve here and what you could potentially still achieve here? Is that a thing that you allow yourself to think about?
Yes, sir. I think those are things when you're in the process you don't really think about, but when the season's over and stuff like that, you can look back at, you know, the good things that you've done. But I think for now, the biggest thing for me is working hard with my team and taking one day at a time and winning these games.
I will take your advice about social media very carefully, by the way. I need to stay off of that. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
What are your expectations for yourself?
Expectations for myself, to be the best quarterback in the country and to win a championship.
How do you become the best quarterback?
Winning a championship.
What other things are you working on just to improve your own game performance?
Quarterback-wise, or just overall?
Overall,
I think my biggest thing I've been trying to work on is my mindset, the mentality, having a quarterback mentality, which means, you know, it's a lot of responsibility, handling your business on and off the field, stuff like that. I'm trying to become a better leader for my team, and by doing that, it's doing all the right things, even when you don't feel like it, and yeah. I call my brother.
Yeah.
What's the most valuable thing he's told you at this
point? Well, my brother told me a lot of good things, and I think it's unique because everything I've been through, like I'm going through, he's already been through it. He's seen the whole thing, and the biggest thing I always take from him is to continue to focus on yourself. Like I said, not looking left and right, just focusing on your process, your journey. And, just keep working hard. Yes, sir.
Comparing yourself to your brother since you bring up Tua, how are you both similar as quarterbacks and leaders, and how are you different?
I think our playing styles are a little different just because I'm probably more mobile now. But I really got that from my brother because in high school, my brother was like real dual threat. Like, he was really fast, all that, but I think the injuries and stuff like that. But other than that, I always try to be like my brother. So, like, we grew up in teams and stuff like that, so I always used to play on his team, or I was always around his team. And just seeing how he, you know, acts towards his teammates and how he leads them and stuff like that, I always try to do that. But obvious one's probably, he's a lefty, I'm a righty, yeah.
Playing in division with three of the best teams in college football, and you played right with Ohio State and Penn State last year, you know, what is that like, knowing that you're getting closer, and you're going to break through?
Yes, sir. Obviously, at the in the moment. You know, when you lose the game, obviously you're frustrated and stuff like that. But I think games like that gives you a good sense of confidence, but it also gives you a lot of motivation to want to get back to that place again and want to play them again. And obviously in every game there's always plays you make and plays you miss, and it makes you really hone in on, you know, those plays that you miss and the importance of it. I think in that game we got in the red zone in the first half like four times, and we only scored once, and we came away with like 3 field goals and stuff like that. So like plays like that, like, you always remember, and you always, it gives you motivation to, you know, when we get back in the red zone, we got to score, come away with points, especially a good team like that.